Turn to Proverbs 7:4. This will be the last verse for tonight. Proverbs 7 and verse 4. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman. So this is some new stuff. He hasn't really talked about this yet, so this will be something that will be interesting, I think. So the first part, say unto wisdom, thou art my sister. Wisdom, we've defined it before, but it's been a little while. It is capacity of judging rightly in matters relating to life and conduct, soundness of judgment in the choice of means and ends, sometimes less strictly sound sense, especially in practical affairs, opposed to folly. So wisdom, simply put, would be making good decisions, being able to choose the best means to get to the best ends. So you figure out where you want to be, what the best result is, and then you figure out the best way to go about getting to that result. That is wisdom. Now, wisdom is here personified as a man's sister. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister. A sister, you're going to learn something, I'm sure you didn't know this, is a female in relationship to another person or persons having the same parents. It's also, seventhly, a thing having close kinship or relationship to another, which is how it's being used here, more of in a figurative sense, because obviously sister can't be used literally, because wisdom and this son of God here obviously weren't born of the same parents, right? Wisdom is a immaterial thing, so clearly we're talking figuratively. But the sons of God should have a close relationship to and a fondness for wisdom, just as a man would have for his own sister. And I've never had a sister myself, but I'm sure that Wayne's never had a sister. Oh, Seth's never had a sister.
Yeah, that's right.
And you've never had a sister, Christina. Bev's got a sister. Judy's got a sister. So Chris has got a sister. Austin's got a sister. So some of you do, some of you don't. But I'm sure some people hate their sisters just like they, but you're not supposed to, right? If you're in an ideal situation, you love your sister and you love your brother, right? And I'm sure, I would think, a brother would have a fondness for his sister.
I do have a half-sister.
You do, yes.
The word that comes to mind would be tolerable.
Well, you'd have a fondness for them if they're not tying you up in the front yard on a chair and putting lipstick on you, right? Yeah.
Well, my sister is absolutely fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, she is just so special.
Wasn't always that way when you were little, though, was it?
No, it wasn't when we were little.
Yeah. Yep. It's a blessing to have good siblings.
My sister is truly a blessing.
Yep.
And he might say that right now, but that's the way brothers are. But, you know, you get him alone and try to take her away or do mm-hmm. something bad to her.
Yeah.
You're going to see a different
person. Oh, yeah.
He'll be
You try to hurt her. Mm-hmm. You're going to see a difference.
There have been a few occasions where I know where I stand with him.
Solomon actually called his wife his sister to express his love and fondness for her in Song of Solomon 4 and verse 10. And no, this was not because they were from Kentucky, or West Virginia, I mean, sorry. Song of Solomon, that was mean, I'm sorry. Song of Solomon 4:10. How fair is thy love, my sister, my spouse? How much better is thy love than wine, and the smell of thine ointments than all spices? And and if you are brother and sister in the church with your spouse, then your wife is your sister and your husband is your brother. We should feel the same way toward wisdom, which is found in God's Word. So you remember Proverbs 2:6 tells us where wisdom comes from, the Word of God. Proverbs 2:6, for the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. And then in Proverbs 4:6, it says, "Forsake her not," speaking of wisdom, "and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee." So in other words, we should love and have a fondness for the Word of God, which is where wisdom comes from. And if we love her, she will love us back. Proverbs 8 and verse 17. I don't know about you, but I want to be loved by wisdom. I don't want wisdom to look at me and think, I don't want anything to do with that guy because he doesn't listen to me. Proverbs 8 and verse 17, "I love them," this is wisdom speaking, "I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me." It's kind of like Jesus said, "The ye are my friends, if you do as I say," or something like that. Basically, if you obey me, you're my friends. Wisdom says, if you love me, I'll love you. And if you don't love her, well, you'll love death. That's what it says there in the last verse. "He that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death."
Just like in Proverbs 1, like, she will be mocking.
Mm-hmm, right. Right, exactly.
Laughing at their calamity.
Yep.
Would that tie in with, in the Old Testament, "With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful, with this thou wilt show thyself something, with the froward thou wilt show thyself unsavory"?
Yep, that's right. That's exactly right. Now, if we do the will of God, which is God's word, then we are Christ's sister, because Christ is the wisdom of God. You remember that in 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 24? As you're reading through Proverbs, especially chapter 8, you always want to keep 1 Corinthians 1:24 in mind, because it is speaking in type of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 1:24. "But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God." So Christ is the wisdom of God, and therefore, if we do God's will, we are his sister. We are wisdom's sister, in Mark 3 and verse 35. Because this is what Jesus said, that if people do the will of God, then they are his sister and his brother and his mother and so on. Mark 3 and verse 35. Jesus said, "For whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and mother." So we can be Christ's brethren, Christ's family, if we do the will of God. And I think in another place he says, "and keep it." He said this in response to somebody saying that his mother and his brethren were seeking to see him. And he says, "Who's my mother and my brethren?" Right? The people that were with him, that were following him, that were keeping his word, they were his true family. And that many a Christian has experienced that. A lot of people end up being estranged from their natural families because of the gospel, because the gospel, the word of Christ, is a sword. Jesus said, "I came not to bring peace on earth, but a sword, but division. And a man's foes are they of his own household." And Jesus said that no man hath left houses or father or mother or brethren or wife or sisters for his sake in the Gospels, but would receive manifold more in this life and in the world to come, life everlasting. So a lot of people have found their true families in the church when they don't have that natural family because of the Gospel. So the words of Christ there have been fulfilled many times over in many people's lives. And even if we do have good families, we still have a spiritual family in the church, even if we do have good relationships with our natural family. He says, "Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman." Understanding is power or ability to understand, intellect, intelligence. And understand, the verb, is to comprehend, to apprehend the meaning or import of, to grasp the idea of. So say unto understanding, say unto the power to understand, unto the intellect, to be able to comprehend things, say unto that, thou art my kinswoman. Like, that should be something that is really near and dear to our heart. We should want to have understanding, just like we would feel towards a kinswoman. And a kinswoman is a woman of one's own kin, a female relative. That could be a mother, grandmother, aunt, sister, niece, you know, any woman that you're close to. In a family sense, we ought to feel the same love and affection towards understanding as we do toward our kinswomen. Is kinswomen a word? It probably is. Mm-hmm. Seems like it should be. It wouldn't be the first word I made up if it's not. So understanding should be sought diligently. Say unto understanding, thou art my kinswoman. I'm going to show you what you do here with understanding. Proverbs 4 and verse 5. We're just going to walk through three verses of Proverbs 4 and see how we call understanding our kinswoman. So first of all, understanding should be sought diligently. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. So it should be something that we want to get. And if you want to get something, you have to seek after it and you have to find it in order to get it. So you got to look for it and you got to do so diligently. It should be loved like a kinswoman, such as a mother, a grandmother, sister, or aunt. Verse 6, forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. This is speaking of understanding and wisdom. Love her, love understanding, and she shall keep thee. And then it, understanding, along with wisdom, should be the most important thing in our lives because it will enable us to comprehend the Word of God, which will facilitate us knowing Him and His will for our lives. Verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. So we should seek it, we should love it, we should get it. We should want to have it and not let it go. Because it's so important. Because imagine if you didn't have understanding. What good is the Bible going to be to you if you don't have any understanding? It'd be just as good to you as a Bible written in Chinese. You could have a Chinese Bible that is the perfect, preserved, pure Word of God. You look at it and it's of zero value to you if you don't read Chinese. If you don't understand Chinese, well, if you don't have spiritual understanding, a English Bible that you can read every word and define every word, but if you don't have understanding, you can't put it together. You can't connect it to where it makes any sense. It's just words. It's like reading a story, but it doesn't have any impact. Right? It doesn't click. The light doesn't go on because you don't have understanding. So if we embrace wisdom and understanding like a sister and a kinswoman, they will keep us from wicked women who will destroy us, just like a sister would do for a brother whom she loved. This is what Solomon will go on to say in verse 5. If you say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman, verse 5, that they, that is, the commandments, the law, that they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. So, understanding and wisdom, which come from the commandments and the Word of God, will keep you from the strange woman, just like a good sister would. Carissa, when Austin was in high school, and he was chasing after some strange woman, wanting to date some strange woman, would you have just let him go ahead and do it? Or would you have slapped him upside the head? I said, what are you thinking? Right? Just like a good sister.
She would have just slapped him for whatever.
I mean, hit him twice. I mean, he probably deserved it. Judy, if you found out that Willie's chasing some strange woman, wouldn't you go over there and smack him upside the head? Yeah, any good sister would, of course. And that's what wisdom and understanding will do. Wisdom and understanding will smack you upside the head to keep you away from the strange woman. And that takes care of Proverbs 7 and verse 4. Just a quick note at the end of the sermon. The most important thing a believer in Jesus Christ can do is to be a member of one of God's true churches. If you're not already a member of one, go to pastorwagner.com/churches to see if there is a true church or other believers of like faith near you. That's pastorwagner.com/churches.